Greetings, radio friends. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus, with the word of our God, we come to you once more to continue our study concerning the last days of Christianity and their prevailing conditions. We read again chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, verses 1 through 5. This know, and we should know it, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God. May God bless the reading of His Word. Will you please note as we continue in verse 3 today, and see another prevailing condition in the last days of the testimony of the church. Without natural affection. Without natural affection. Do I need to repeat what is so prevailing and seen on every hand? That there is not the proper family affection of husbands to wives, of wives to husbands, of parents to children, and of children to parents, of sisters to brothers, of brothers to sisters, the proper relationships and characteristics that should prevail in life today is completely lacking in many, many places. And the Spirit of God, 1800 to 1900 years ago, declared that in the last days of Christianity, the natural affection, let alone affection for God, but the natural affection for men and women, one for the other, in the realm of common decency and humanity, would be lacking. Oh, beloved, how low we have gone, how deep we have stooped in relation to the sinful practices that prevail in the world today. I would like to commend, if you are willing to take the time, I would like to commend the reading of Romans chapter 1. And particularly, if you will begin reading at verse 18, down to the end of the chapter, you will have what was the origin of the heathen conditions that prevail in the heathen countries of the world who know not God, who have gone down into the grossest immorality and in the licentiousness of sin, in the darkness of their minds as well as the character of their lives. And you will find that they degenerated from once knowing God to where they put Him out of their knowledge, and they descended so low as beasts, as it were, that God had to give them up to their reprobate minds and practices. Now you read the category of those moral conditions to which the human race degenerated and descended into the heathen conditions of the world from the beginning of time and down. And you will find that in 2 Timothy chapter 3, you have similar words describing the moral state of things that are found in heathenism. Now, I'm going to make a very solemn statement. There are moral conditions prevailing in so-called enlightened Christian countries that are just as gross in their immorality and licentiousness as the heathen in his darkness. Now, beloved, what a shame. What a condemnation. For the Spirit of God is writing of the last days of what is one of the greatest testimonies in all the history of the human race, the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Christian period. I don't know. There have been, and there may still be, some who believe that the world is getting better. I don't see it. Neither does the Word of God teach it. But as we shall go down the chapter, we'll learn later that evil men shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Oh, let us realize what you and I see in living evidence around us everywhere. Men and women, families, and all over the world, the manifestation that we have no natural affection for one another, even in the human decency of relationships of life that should be known. Oh, may God help us to bow in humiliation, in confession, and call upon Him to thus remember us in mercy as we face such sordid conditions. Read on. Without natural affection, says the Spirit of God, they are also truth breakers. Truth breakers. Well, beloved, what is a treaty today between nations? Nothing but a scrap of paper. And yet some nations rely upon it to their dismay and ultimate, perhaps, destruction. Truth breakers. The words of men are not to be trusted. The promises of men are not to be received. May I tell you what the Word of God says? It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Acknowledge Him in all thy ways, and He shall direct thy paths, wrote the proverb writer. God grant that you and I will realize these last days of Christianity are days when men, when their word cannot be trusted. And then follows false accusers. False accusers? Yes, very definitely. Meaning slanderers. Why, nations slander each other. We have nations of men today existing that boastfully speak words of slander, lies against their enemies or against even their friends. Oh, beloved, what a world! Where did it ever begin? May I say, my beloved friend, God began the great testimony of Christianity in power with the evidences of His power and presence, with the conversion and the miraculous work of souls coming to Christ and building that body of Christ which is the church. And the church was blessed, and it spread, and the message of the gospel reached to many lands and has been proclaimed. But I just want to give you one example. Beloved, and I speak it reverently, and I say it soberly. Will you look at our own country today? Will you analyze its moral condition? Will you analyze its spiritual state today? My beloved friend, there is no question of doubt, like many nations around us, we too have digressed, we too have descended into conditions that are morally terrible in the sight of a holy God. Oh, beloved, slander on every hand. Incontinent, goes the Spirit of God, goes on to say. Incontinent. May I point out the meaning of this word from the original text? Incontinent. What does that mean? They will be men of unsubdued passions. Unsubdued passions. Oh, beloved, the passions of men, the evil passions of the human heart, are so publicly manifested today that our dear women are not even safe when they walk out upon the street, not even in daylight. And prevailing on every hand is the manifestation of passions that are not subdued and kept under by the men of the world. Oh, beloved, openly, all the immorality of today, which has often been called, strange to say, some of you may know it, 'tis called a new morality today. May I tell you very frankly, That which men, even liberal-thinking religious men, would call the new morality is nothing but old immorality. And the unsubdued passions of humanity are let loose. And this was foretold by the Spirit of God centuries ago. Beloved, I want you to see it. I want you more than that. I want you to realize it. Incontinent with unsubdued passions. Followed by the word fierce, which really means savage. And all the savage conditions, the savage experiences that we see around us. Take your local paper, take your local news. If you and I could read everything or know everything of a fierce character in an evil manner of sin that is perpetrated today, we wouldn't sleep tonight. We only see one small fractional cross-section of human history when we read our papers. But the very savage conditions of the human heart, implacable and savage, are being manifested today as men show the fruit of their sin. And beloved, may I add, this is without question the result of man in his sinful condition, not seeking God, but going further astray. Closing the verse before it, which is well to do, we find they are despisers of those that are good. I've had men say it doesn't pay to be honest. I've had men say it doesn't pay to be good. You don't get anywhere. And they praise you when you look out for yourself, even though you do it in a dishonest way. Beloved, what are we coming to? Despisers of those that are good. Oh, beloved, these are the moral depths to which the human race has sunk. And that in the last days of Christianity. Surely I can realize there's only one thing that will ever correct the conditions, and that is the coming of the Lord Jesus. But may I warn my listener, if you were not saved, I would think with these conditions that the Word of God describes and that you and I see around, you would want to find Christ as your Savior before it's too late. May God grant that you will. Shall we pray? Father, we bow in thy presence. 'Tis thy Word and thy Holy Spirit that describes the human family as it is upon the earth today, and even amidst the profession of Christendom. O God, may thy Spirit use thy Word to convict and convert in Jesus' name. Amen.